episode 146, but it could be actually 147, because in our downtime, you may have noticed that Ping has been patchy here and there in the past few weeks. We've done a lot of traveling, and we had our very first live episode of Ping, of which I was not present for. But Larry was.
I'm sorry you missed it.
Yes, here it went fabulously.
It was a blast.
So talk about the differences between doing a live show and us in the studio chilling. We can curse here.
Well, first of all, I don't think people realize exactly how much editing goes into Ping.
This is true.
It's a huge amount of editing.
It's massive.
So doing it live is...
You make a lot of mistakes.
Well, I'm hardly ever on, so I don't know who you're talking about. But
I have a dirty mouth.
Yes, so we have to cut out all your swear words,
right,
which takes a huge amount of editing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go live, we have, first of all, a green screen behind us, so mm-hmm. you can see the background. And then there's some transitions and things like that, so it's a little bit of a production.
A little bit. Now, this time I know you didn't really incorporate interactivity and the Twitter feedback like you guys do on Channel 9 Live.
Yeah.
Would you think that that's something we could do next time?
I would love to.
And I meant to, it'd be great, right? Because people comment a lot on Ping. Like, we got some vocal audience members.
Absolutely.
People with opinions. So maybe next time we'll get you...
Anytime you want. You let me know.
Can we go live anytime?
You want to do it right now?
Presto! Well, maybe soon. Maybe soon. If that's something you guys would be interested in and you would actually follow along and watch and ask questions. Because without you, we have nothing. Let me know. Comment, and maybe we'll do it.
Awesome.
All right, let's start the non-live show. All right, so, Lair, not too long ago, Vanity Fair put out what I'm going to call an irresponsible article. I'm not sure of the exact headline, but it was something alluding to how Microsoft has lost the last decade. It was just squandered away and wasted, and, you know, nothing really that fabulous came out of it.
I'm sorry. The money truck? Yeah, just pull it around back. Okay.
Exactly, right? I mean, they're still managing to pay me.
Yeah, yeah.
Just pennies, but I still come
somehow
every day.
The power is still on.
The power is still on.
Odd, yeah.
So we still have a couple employees and a few buildings here at Microsoft. So we haven't done nothing in the past 10 years. And I guess Ballmer, Steve, you know, felt obliged to comment on this article.
Yeah.
Which I was like, good, you know, don't let him, you gotta fight back.
Yeah, I'm glad he did, because I wasn't going to.
Well, I was gonna.
Until I came on Ping.
Right, so now we're gonna, you know, basically Ballmer took the words out of my mouth. Well, let's look at the last decade.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Is Ballmer speaking for you?
Yeah, I mean, we go back and forth.
Okay,
sometimes
great.
I speak for him, great. Sometimes he speaks for me, you know, we're like that.
Awesome.
First of all, Xbox.
Yeah, there's a little thing called Xbox.
And, if there's the Xbox, and then let's just even jump to the Kinect. I mean, you just talk about the Kinect alone. All of the amazing innovations that are coming in terms of, like, I mean, not only just fun, but helping the medical field, helping, you know, scientists and blind people or visually impaired people. I mean, the Kinect is, like, completely changing the way we interact with technology.
Yeah.
Hello, Vanity Fair?
You know, there's also, you could make a huge list, but there's SharePoint, there's Office, there's 1.3 billion Windows users.
Mm-hmm.
So, there, you know, it's not like it's a complete loss.
We've done a few things.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Ballmer said that the amount of people who are PC users went from 100 million to 375 million.
That's how many are sold.
Just this year alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a few people out there still buying PCs, so I would not say that this decade has been lost.
No.
You know, if you want to look at some of the other things, Mike, we've got the Windows Phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is great. We acquired Skype. There's a lot of things that we're doing. I don't know. Surface?
Surface Pixel Sense and Surface, which...
You know, I mean, you have to do is go to any Microsoft research page... And look at some of the technology that those people are working on that are probably, hopefully, eventually going to turn into something that consumers can get. And you can see that Microsoft has been busy.
Little busy, yeah.
So to Vanity Fair, I say shame. Shame on you.
I would cancel my
subscription.
I didn't have a subscription to begin with,
They do have really good photography on their covers, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
But... All right, Larry, so I pulled this next story specifically for you.
I can tell. Thank you.
It's not about user interface.
No.
Or hardware products.
Couple of my
favorites. But something else that you love, Halo.
Okay.
Okay, so if you remember back in the day, there was all this buzz on the interwebs about the Halo movie coming out.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it.
I think the world was.
Yeah.
You know, and who knows what happened? Too many chefs in the kitchen. I'm not sure, but it never came out.
Yeah.
Sad clown right there, you know? Yeah. But now, Microsoft has sort of taken the reins again, and we're going to come at it in a different way. Mm-hmm. So what I believe they're going to do is post this sort of web series online, which a bunch of, like, is it 15-minute?
15-minute. Five 15-minute pieces, and then they're going to package them together as, like, one long 90-minute one with a little bit of extra
footage. Which you could probably get on, like, a DVD or something, or download it.
Or
who knows
something.
How they're going to make it available. Right, and I know not too long ago I saw some sort of trailer for this, and it looked Did you see it?
I didn't.
Oh, but you heard about it?
I'm waiting. I don't even want to see the Batman trailer.
Should we not
don't
even be talking about it?
Well, no, we can talk about it.
Anyway, I think this is right. I think that they're doing it the right way because they really want to capture their audience. They're gonna do it online. They're going to own it completely without all these other chefs in the kitchen.
This is a big budget operation. I mean, it's between, they said $5 and $10 million or something in the article. So.
Yeah, I mean, this is more than a Channel 9 video. They saw some cash behind this one. And with the hopes of, how would you profit off this, though? Are we even looking to profit?
You know,
advertising? Microsoft doesn't even care.
10 mil? Come on.
We don't even care about
it. It's a rounding error.
Right. It's a lost decade anyway.
Yeah. So the interesting thing about this is when I heard that they were making a movie, I thought, it's going to be all CGI.
Right.
But no, they're doing a lot of actual physical things like warthogs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I saw Major Nelson had a picture of a warthog that he was standing by.
I saw that warthog. Yeah. That was at E3.
Was that from the movie?
I don't know if it was from the movie, but it was at E3. It was really cool. And actually, if you are privileged enough to live in the Redmond area, go to the Microsoft store, the campus store, not the one at the public one, but get a friend to bring into the Microsoft store. Have you seen what's there now?
The motorcycle?
Yeah. That looks pretty sweet, too.
You can't get
on it, but maybe if we, like, go after hours.
We'll put a picture up. We'll go take a
picture. It's
pretty
sweet.
You're not supposed to take pictures over there, but we'll try.
But you never know. These things could be articles from the movie or pieces from the movie. Either way, it looks really exciting. And did they give a date? I don't think they did a date. Just coming soon.
Awesome.
So keep a lookout for it, and I'm sure Larry here will let you know.
I'll let you know.
So when the Kinect first came out, one of the things that I know, Tina, you remember Tina?
I remember Tina.
Remember Tina?
Yeah.
You guys remember Tina?
She was quite kind.
She's still around every now and then. One of the things she was really excited about, and a couple of my other friends, were some of the athletic fitness games that you could get.
Yeah.
Because you could really, and I was like, really? You're going to stand in front of your TV and do a workout? And then I tried it. And yes, you can. And it's cool and it's accurate. You know, the Kinect is really sort of, it's more accurate than the Wii, let's just be honest. So, like, in terms of, like, recognition and skeletal recognition, it's pretty precise. And so your trainer tells you, like, lift it higher, lift your knee higher, you know, whatever it is. They're pretty accurate and they're good, you know, personal trainers if you don't have the time, money, or energy to go to the gym and hire a personal trainer.
Well, and the thing with the Wii is it's not even tracking you, so it's tracking the remote.
Right.
And with the Kinect, it actually sees what you're doing, so it has a good space for exercise stuff.
From the comfort of your home. And so now we've just released Kinect PlayFit, which we are offering up for free.
Nice.
So the motivation here, get in front of your Kinect, burn some calories, you know?
Free stuff like this is why it was the lost decade.
Because we're just giving it away.
So when I saw this article and I thought, well, it's going to track your the calories you burn playing games.
Right.
I thought that's the easiest calculation ever. Laying back on the couch, Call of Duty.
But those are maybe the games you play.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's games, you know, it says like Dance Central, which you actually is a workout.
Yeah.
You know, it's not considered a fitness game, but woo, mama breaks a sweat.
Yeah, Deepak Chopra's thing there, it's like a meditation kind of zen
Haven't
thing
tried
going
that
on
one.
There.
No, is I, your watch, shape fitness evolved?
Watch a video,
I have that one.
Kind of cool.
Kinect Disneyland Adventures, and let me tell you about this one because I play this one at home.
Me too.
You have to walk through the park.
Yeah.
You're at Disneyland, and you can't just sort of like lean forward or take one step forward and it moves, you know, like a boxing bot. You have to walk the entire. It's more exhausting than being at Disneyland.
Yeah.
You have to avoid people. Oh, it's stressful, but the kids love it.
And Kinect Star Wars, of course. Which
I haven't
awesome.
Played that one, but I'm assuming you have.
I have.
And that is also A workout? Breaking a sweat there?
It is. Not as much of a workout as Disneyland, but yeah.
So Kinect Play Fit is actually going to watch you when you're playing these games. It's free, and tell you afterwards how many calories you've burned?
Yeah, with the specific games. It doesn't make sense to, you know, tally up Larry burned 3 calories playing Call of Duty all night on the couch.
Right. Very cool. So go ahead and you can get it now if you have an Xbox Live subscription for free. All right, Larry, so in this day and age, lawsuits just everywhere. Everyone knows the infamous story of the person who had coffee spilled on their lap after they ordered a coffee. I think it was McDonald's, and they sued McDonald's because coffee was too hot.
Yeah.
Right?
And won.
Well, that's the problem, is they set precedent.
Yeah.
So now everyone's like, I'm going to find something crazy to sue for, and I don't think this
person... Give me a hot coffee.
Right. Oops.
Yeah.
So there's a story here. I don't believe his name is Sam Guerra. I don't believe he's suing yet. But he is blaming Microsoft because he says his son spent 1,150 pounds on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Now, to me, this is a very obvious example of just irresponsible parenting.
Well, he said it was too easy. And that, you know, he would just go in and buy a game and it would download and charge his card. I didn't find it that easy for myself. When I need to buy something, I have to go in and convert money to points, and then buy with the points, I buy the game, and then
right. He said his son didn't realize that points meant money.
Other than where it says these points for this much money.
I mean, it's just like it's. I have to go
nice
in.
Nice try.
And also, there's so many different parental settings that you can put on your Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Go in and disallow your child from purchasing privileges.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why don't you blame the child for purchasing?
You seem a little agitated. You want to go outside and get some air?
Yeah, I don't know what the exact policy is on that. And I would think that if your child accidentally went in and did something, I don't know, maybe they could do something about it. But this went on over 6 months.
Right.
So it's like, you know, look at a bank statement, you know, balance your checkbook. Kind of notice this thing before it turns into a 6 month.
Or check what your kid is playing and say, hey, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
What? That's a new game, son. I don't remember buying that for you.
Yeah,
that. Where'd you get that game?
12-year-old playing Call of Duty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a great try. And there's a great picture of Sam on the website. Looks very, very, very angry. And it's a scolding look he's almost giving Microsoft as though... this is our fault. But to me, it's just another example of parents not taking the responsibility and you know, watch what your kids are playing, watch what your kids are watching. You have kids.
I wouldn't say your children he's not playing? Taking responsibility. He put that child in a tie before he had him play Xbox. It's very responsible.
And he did make him look very sorry.
Oh,
look
I bet he is sorry.
Look how sorry that son looks.
He's,
yeah.
You know, on the internet. I think he's plenty sorry.
He's very sorry. Anyway, Microsoft is not sorry. I don't speak for them, though.
Good luck.
Okay. All right, everybody, that wraps up this week's episode of Ping. Now, next week, I won't be here because my mommy will be in town.
Aww.
And I'm going to be showing her all the amazing sights that Seattle has to offer. No idea what to do with that. But hopefully maybe Paul can fill in. Maybe you can fill in. I know you've got a lot of live stuff going on in the studio next week. Hopefully we'll
I'll make time for Ping.
That's right. Hopefully we'll manage to put together a show. And always leave us your comments. Let me know if you'd like to see a live Ping. And if that's something you'd be into, because Larry knows how to make that sort of thing happen.
I do live.
And follow me on Twitter at LFoy.
Larry Law.
See you next week.